My coffee's all the way over there. Okay.
Oh, no.
Perfect.
No, no. Must have coffee.
I'll get it in a minute.
Who are you?
Welcome back to This, That, and the Other Thing. I'm Danielle, and I'm here with Stephanie.
Hello.
And we're here to talk about all the things, as always.
That's right.
Today, that thing is self-care.
Yes, honey. Let's do this.
So, what is self-care?
Well, by definition, self-care is the practice of taking action to preserve or improve one's own health, or the practice of taking an active role in protecting one's own well-being and happiness, in particular during periods of stress. Thank you, Webster. But basically, helping you be the best you.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing, I think.
I think we should all be our best selves.
That's right.
I'd like to be my best self.
Well, that's why we figured today we would, while we're discussing self-care, we would practice some. So while we chat today, we're each going to try this face mask that we've seen all over social media. It's called Hanacure. It's from South Korea. It's been promoted by celebs like Drew Barrymore, Demi Moore. So we thought we'd give it a shot.
That
and
now
it's supposed to get really crazy taut on our face. So not exactly sure what to expect, but hopefully we'll be able to talk without too much difficulty.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Please let it work.
Yeah. Okay. Well, sorry. Let's go get this thing on here and give it a shot.
All right. We'll be right back.
Okay.
So we're back.
Well, that was an adventure.
It definitely was. Oh, it's getting real tight.
It's real taut. I love this. It's getting real taut.
Okay.
So, at least the process was fairly easy.
Yeah, it was. It was like mixing two different, ingredients together, shaking it up for a bit, apply it to your face with like a tiny mini paintbrush. It's getting real tight.
Yeah, it is. This is going to be an adventure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Continuing on the adventure here.
Apologies for if you can't understand us at one point.
I feel like we were out of the Twilight Zone. You know, the one that they had the masks on.
Oh, yeah. The pig one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
No.
It's like the crazy faces.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm thinking of the wrong one. Because the pig one was the real faces.
Yeah. All right. So we already talked about the definition of self-care. Helping you be the best you, basically. But let's break it down into types of self-care. So first, like, there's physical, right? So there's working out, getting enough sleep, eating healthy, right?
Yeah.
How about psychological? That could just be learning or trying new things. Maybe reading a book or a magazine.
Yeah, taking a mental break, maybe.
That's right. Absolutely. Keeping the wheels turning, so to speak.
Sudoku.
That's right. I that's exactly what I thought of when I was thinking of these items. I was like, Danielle, Sudoku. It's true. It's a great thing for your mind. Mm-hmm. Emotional self-care. You got to manage your stresses. Maybe talking or being open with your emotions with a friend, a spouse, a partner. Just recognizing and addressing any stressors and eliminating any unnecessary ones. Social, making time for family and friends. I mean, this is also good for your psych and your emotional categories, but your social self-care, you want to make sure that, you know, not just
a
hermit.
That's pretty important, I think.
You're awfully quiet over there.
I can't move my face. I'm focused on not being able to move it.
Spiritual self-care, recognizing your beliefs and your values and everything that's of importance in your life.
Yeah, or recognizing that there are no beliefs, perhaps, that's your root.
That's true.
That's okay, too.
Environmental, keeping an organized, clean home space, workspace.
I'm all about that one right now.
Yep, it's a good thing to have. But really, it helps tremendously when you have everything in order or some sort of organization.
Oh, absolutely. Just
for your mental health.
Like being able to do the self-care is kind of, I guess, a full circle for all. I can't talk. It is a full circle, kind of being organized to be able to do the self-care, which is also self-care in itself.
That's a lot of self.
It is.
Awareness.
It's a lot of self.
And then professional self-care. So something like setting goals and helping yourself attain them. I think that's great.
Yeah.
on a professional level, you know, whether it's your job or, yeah. So those are kind of the 8 types of self-care. You know, maybe we can touch on it a little bit later. We'll give some examples of how, you know, you could do some easy self-care in any of those categories. But before we get into that, I thought we'd do some self-care seconds.
Ooh, self-care seconds.
Yep, right now. Let's take some self-care seconds. We'll close our eyes, take a deep breath, and for the next few seconds, just be. I feel better already.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I feel like my face is tighter now.
All right. So, Dan, do you have any personal self-care goals for yourself?
I do. And I mean, some of them are goals. Some of them are things that I already implement in my life, but definitely a good handful that I'm trying. Mm-hmm. So I think number one that I do, and I'm getting better at it every day even, is making sure I wash my face at night mm-hmm. and take my vitamins.
Yes.
It's a big one.
So it's like easy things are always the hardest things.
They are. And I'm trying to get like a little regimen going at night. But mm-hmm. like sometimes I'm just too tired. Sometimes I like am doing stuff up until the second I have to go to bed. So I don't have a second to do those things. And then I'm like, oh, I got to stay up later for this. But so, yeah. So those are the things that I'm good at right now. and I know some people are going to be grossed out by this. But like brushing my teeth at night, too. That's a tough one for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I just never got into it. And I'm sorry to all the dentists out there, but yeah, I don't. I try. I really do.
You have nice teeth.
It's a facade. But yeah, I'm trying real hard. I'm like, I'm officially like going to the dentist now. And
that's good.
Because I hadn't done that in a really long time.
And that's part of self-care.
Not admit how long. Yes, it is part of self-care, right? Mm-hmm. Trying to make myself a better person and be an adult.
There you go.
That helps. So for some superficial things that I do, I have my hair dyed once a month and I get my nails done and I get my eyebrows shaped. Mm-hmm. And those are the things. I've been doing those for years and just now I'm addicted and I can't stop and I like it. And it's time for me. Like
that's right. It's your time.
Like the eyebrows takes like 30 minutes. It's great. She does a little massage afterwards on the brow. It's nice. Nails, I just kind of sit there and chit chat and listen to funny stories. And then my hair, I kind of get to fall asleep half the time.
That's great.
Nice, right?
Yeah.
That's good self-care time.
It is good self-care time. And time so I know, to just kind of mellow out and
yeah. And like you. I know with the hair, like I could probably do my hair myself if I wanted to, but that's time and effort. It's too much for me sometimes. I just need to like take a break.
That's right.
It's like a guaranteed break in the month for me.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Yep. If you schedule it. It's there.
Right, exactly.
That's one of the things that you should do is kind of just carve out some time for yourself, yeah. Put it on the calendar and make it happen.
Right, no matter what that thing is, just mm-hmm. you have to dedicate that time.
What else do you do?
I like to currently, with I'm sure the rest of the world at the moment, trying to make sure everything is like clean and organized and like very minimal. And then I'm trying to incorporate a capsule wardrobe into that.
Oh boy.
Which is extremely difficult.
Yes.
I want it. I want it very badly, but it's very difficult. But yeah, so all those things. And then I have the husband to combat a little bit of that. Yeah. Trying to stay organized with another person. It's a little difficult. And for you, I can't even imagine if all
it's
the kids
do. It's complete and utter chaos, but it's okay. It's only lasting for a few ever.
Ever. Yeah. At least 18 years, right?
I hope they get better as they get a little older. Right now, it's crazy because toys and clothes everywhere. Uh-huh. But, you know, they're growing through clothes left and right. So
oh, my God. I can't even imagine.
Just like they wear things a few times and then it's into the storage bin. So.
Oh, man. Immediately, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, and speaking of that,
mm-hmm.
I like a little time to cry. You
Nothing
know?
Wrong. That's great. I Crying like is that. Good for the
get
soul.
Get it out. I try to do it by myself because it's embarrassing.
Now, do you sit in front of the mirror? Because sometimes it's good to cry in front of the mirror.
I don't. You know what really helps me, though, is I'll put on a sad movie and just let it come out that way because that just, like, kind of forces it.
What's in a good sad movie?
A good sad movie. Ooh. Oh, gosh. Like, I can't even, like, pick a movie specifically.
My Girl?
Oh, My Girl. That's sad. Yeah. Anything where anyone dies. Anything where, like, there's – and I don't know why this is a thing for me, but, like, anytime I see, like, guys cry, it makes me cry worse. Yeah.
Yep. Every time.
I don't know why that is, but so any movie with guys crying or guys being sad or like losing their wives or something, losing their partners, like whatever it is. Yeah, this is getting real tight, this mask. yeah, that kind of movie or like anything where anyone's like abandoned on like a planet or something or just anything in that fashion. Well, I guess with the exception of like Home Alone, not that kind of abandoning, but
no, that's classic, like, and funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
But like left alone to like
fend for themselves.
Try. And when they get frustrated, that's sad. Those kinds of movies. That's what I go for. How about you?
Well, for me as a mom, this is something I struggle with daily. Anytime that I spend away from my kids, especially as they are this young and dependent, it comes with this huge feeling of mom guilt.
Oh, no. So like right now?
Yeah. I've kind of gotten used to this time. Again, we put it on the calendar and I get in that mental space. Like, okay, this is okay. But I don't know. I feel like I'm being selfish for taking time or for even thinking or wanting time away from them. So there's also like this feeling that I'll miss something when I'm not there too. Because it's insane how quickly they grow. And like, yeah. I swear time really goes faster as you get older. It's cruel.
Oh, it does. It really does.
Yeah. But when I do take some time for myself, even if it's just like going to the grocery store, running errands by myself, I always feel like it's a healthy thing. It's good for my mindset and having those few free moments. It always feels like enough of a recharge that it helps me be the best mama I can be.
Yeah. You get those seconds where you can like kind of go back to yourself as you knew yourself before.
Right. That's and like exactly. Because right. In like this role, it's like you are living for other people, kind of like, you know, you're feeding them and you're cleaning up after them and you're entertaining them and you kind of have that identity struggle there.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
but you got to take care of yourself before taking care of others. You hear that all the time. That's, you know, true. When you're on the airplane, what do they tell you?
Just thinking that
they tell you to put your face mask on first before you help someone else. So if you put that in perspective, just have to try to remember that from time to time. So man,
even the airlines knew about self-care.
Yeah, that's way right. Long ago. Look at that. I mean, some things that I want to do more so than things that I do, because I don't really do that much that right now. Like I said, I need to get better at it. I just want to be more active aside from chasing after the kids. Is I got a spin bike. I want to use it. Yeah. even just for like 20 minutes a day. I think it would be great, or every couple of days even would be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what is it? I think it's recommended from my endocrinologist. He says try to do 45 minutes a day if you can. Yeah. Or at least try to do that at, like, a majority of the week.
Mm-hmm. No, it's good for you. It's good for your soul. Like I said that a few times. It's good.
Yeah, like they have those places called Soul Cycle.
That's right.
That's exactly what you would do.
Mm-hmm. Or even doing like the high intensity interval training. I love doing that. Like where it's just like 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off, like, you know, for a couple minutes a day. So I need to get better at that. I need to really get better at delegating. Like it's okay to ask for help because I have this whole big thing about like, I can just do it. I can do it. You know, like try to be super mom, try to be super wife.
I'm totally in that boat.
Super
with
friend.
You.
Like just, yeah.
You're not alone.
No, and I know that that's like a big thing for a lot of people. So delegating is okay and trying to ask for help. Read a book, that would be something I'd like to do. And I also need to set goals for my sewing endeavor. I mentioned that I want to really start picking up with my sewing. So I'd like to do that. Maybe getting up. I mean, I'm always up, but even if I start my day like up by having a hot cup of coffee, like first thing, even if it's 4:30 in the morning, but if everybody's still asleep and I can sneak that in, that would be nice.
It's funny. There was, I forget what it was that I was listening to or reading about, but they said something about trying to get up just like 20 minutes earlier than they usually do, right. And or like an hour earlier than usual. Like, what can you accomplish in that time that would help you through the rest of the day, and you wouldn't have to do it then and take away time from spending that time with your kids,
right?
And you can focus more.
Well, and it's true, like first thing in the morning, I'm like, even if I had a rough night, like I still tend to like bang things out real quick. Like I'm like, okay, let's go, you know. It's like I'm off getting things done. So if I'm, you know, more proactive and more productive, that's the word, for more productive, that time of morning, if I got up and started off with a hot cup of coffee, it might be even better. So I also need to get better about like unplugging for a little bit, you know, just like even if it's like Friday night, you know, when my husband's home and like we don't get much time to just sit and talk. And then a lot of times by the end of the day, we're just tired and we just, you know, we're scrolling on the phone and yeah, we're chatting and stuff, but it's just like be more present.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And then same as you, I want to get better with like a night routine, like night cream, face mask, this one is pretty intense, but it feels good right now.
Yeah, I'm getting used to it. It's not terrible. I don't think I could do it all the time,
though. Yeah. And the last thing that I wanted to do is just accept and embrace that it is okay to need and want some time for myself.
Yeah.
So that in itself is a good thing, I think. So, yes.
It's always okay to have time for yourself.
Sure.
Definitely. Just like the airlines say, put that freaking mask on first.
Face mask on the plane, face mask in the podcast, either one.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about some examples of easy self-care things that anybody can do. First and foremost, anybody can meditate. You can take a few minutes for yourself, quiet room, in your car even. Yeah.
Bathroom at work.
Hopefully it's quiet in there. and just relax. I've actually found this app called Simple Habit. And when I was having trouble sleeping when I was pregnant, I actually found it very helpful, very soothing, and just a good way to kind of end your day, at least for me. You can actually pick how much time you have. So if you have a quick, 3 to 5 minute time frame that you just, like I said, you're sitting in your car before a big meeting, or if you're just trying to go to sleep, if you have a big stress at work, if you're feeling anxiety, and they will basically tailor the meditation to you. So they play all these different types of breathing exercises, and we found it really, really calming for me.
I highly recommend it.
Yeah, no, it's cool. Wow. And it's a free app. Simple Habit.
Simple Habit. Mm-hmm.
You can purchase the bigger portions of it, of course. But I mean, I would do the 5 minute ones, and there's different, I guess they call them coaches. I don't know what they call them exactly, but they have some have accents, and it just, you can kind of find what suits you best.
Mm-hmm.
But
what you like to listen to.
Yeah, exactly. So meditate. I think that's a great one.
Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah.
I can do that. I can try to implement that.
Yep. hydrate. Drinking a good amount of water through the day is mm-hmm. beneficial on many, many levels.
It's super helpful. It's funny how you would think the opposite, like you're drinking more water makes your body like have more water, but it really is kind of the opposite effect, where it thinks, okay, I'm always going to get enough water. I don't have to hold on to it.
Mm-hmm.
That definitely helps me a lot.
How about enjoying a quiet cup of tea or coffee? You know, the two of us will always be drinking coffee.
Absolutely.
Just getting that quiet cup in the start or end your day, or break it up in the middle of your day.
Yeah, and speaking of eating or drinking things, like have a piece of fruit or veggies randomly. Like you're having your water, snack on a little piece of fruit.
Yes.
Whatever it is healthy that you like. Yeah. That'll Absolutely. Kind of help with maybe a routine you're trying to get down, or just get in your daily intake that you need.
Taking a walk, just getting outside in nature. They say 15 minutes a day outside will do wonders for you. Obviously, not every day is sunshine and rainbows, but try to get outside. I know even with me, like, with the kids, if it's a crazy day, like the best thing for us is even if we just walk down the street all together, you just get that fresh air mm-hmm. and it re-energizes you.
Yeah. So I try to go outside for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
That helps kind of just like get you out of the space that you've been in all day.
That's right.
And if you do it by yourself, you can use that time to take a walk, take a break, do your meditate, come back.
That's right. And drink a glass of water. Don't forget.
Yeah. All these things, you can do them all at once.
That's right. Prioritize, make a list of things that, what's high priority for you, and eliminate the things that you don't need in your life. And maybe that's a Debbie Downer. Toxic people are toxic for your health. If they drag you down, drag them out.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
I believe in that.
You don't need that anymore. Or you could go to a movie alone. Yeah, I said it. You could be that person.
Mm-hmm.
Eat all the popcorn. I've been that
person. Yeah. It's great.
It's great, isn't it?
It really is great to go to a movie by yourself, especially if nobody else you know wants to see that movie. Just say, okay, I'm going to go by myself.
That's right. But that's just another thing to do. Make doctor's appointments. Stay current on your checkups. That's yes. the ultimate self-care.
Again, with a dentist, please go.
Make sure you get your physicals every year. That's always an easy self-care thing to do. Buy the shoes, always. Yes. Always buy the shoes.
Please buy the shoes. unless you're trying to declutter, right. then don't well, buy the shoes unless
I guess
you
that's
need them.
True. But,
all depends on what you're going for.
If you really fall in love with a pair, you keep coming back to them, which I've had this pair of shoes actually in my cart, my phone. I keep seeing it keep popping up, and I'm just waiting for a sale. But I'm just going to get them. Actually, I think I'm going to order them right now.
Oh, I actually just did that with a sweatshirt. I had it on my list of like, I make a little list of like big purchases I want to make for the year so I can save up for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then like kind of like quick little purchases that I know I'll kind of wait for a sale for them or just, you know, whenever I have a spare chunk of change,
yep.
I can get them. And one of them was a sweatshirt recently, and I just bought it because it was on sale a week ago.
Perfect.
And I'm so happy about it.
And now I want to see it. You'll have to show it to me.
You actually own it in pink and wore it the other day.
Oh, nice.
It was the Adidas one.
Oh, yep. That's the best.
I know. I've been wanting to get that sweatshirt for I don't even know how long. And you had it on, and I was like, I got to get it now.
Yep. Well, I got it when it was on sale, too.
Perfect.
Okay, so let's wear it next week.
Okay.
Laugh. That's yes. an important thing. Watch a funny movie or a show, hit up a comedy club, or just meet
laugh
up
something
with
off.
Your best friends. Yeah. I really know, obviously, you and I laugh all the time, even when we're with other girlfriends. Yeah. You know, I'll just
laugh to myself.
Yeah.
Nobody's around.
Yeah. And then I guess this goes back to buying the shoes, but treat yourself.
Yes.
Have a day once a year or as frequent as you like and just treat yourself.
Yeah. And watch Parks and Rec while you do it.
Yeah, of course. But I think those are all some self care things that everybody could do.
I think, to go along with that, I got a couple more that we could add.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Really, really easy. Write a quick little email to your friend just to say hi. That's something nice. Somebody, or even a text message, just to get a little, are you typing a friend? Aw, who are you writing to?
You'll find out soon.
Oh, no. Yeah, just to say hi, just to catch up a little bit. Like, maybe you haven't seen them in a little while. To go along with the meditate, and just something really easy. Oh, no, are you still typing? Email sent. So to go along with like the meditate thing, just even 5 deep breaths.
Yeah.
Real easy, just to kind of say, okay, I can go do this thing now. Or, you know, all right, that situation's over with. Moving on. Put that behind me. I think some deep breaths are good in that respect.
Mm-hmm.
It always helps me calm down a little bit, kind of refocus myself. I think if you also want to do stuff where you're saying, oh, maybe I'm interrupted too often, just put your phone on Do Not Disturb.
Yep.
Just for even an hour or overnight, just so you don't hear the incoming anything.
That's right.
And that way it's just kind of off your plate, out of sight, out of mind kind of situation. It's just really easy.
Agreed.
All right, so it's time for something to know. Did you know that the average adult has approximately 21 square feet of skin?
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's a very interesting fact. Now you know.
All right, here we go. Would you rather? Let's do this.
Oh, boy.
Do, do, do. Would you rather know the history of every object you touched? Oh, boy. Or be able to talk to animals?
I want to know the history of every object I've touched.
Oh.
Yeah, absolutely. That I'm so into that all the time. I constantly will be a place or see a thing or whatever. And I'm always like, I wish I had a time machine to just go back and find out like why that's there or why that's like it is or what happened here or what it used to look like.
Like, who held this quarter?
Yes, exactly. Hmm.
I kind of see that point, because at first I was like, absolutely not. I still think I'm going to want to talk to animals, though.
I mean, that would be fun.
Because I want to be like, squirrel, why are you jumping out in the road?
So maybe we can combine. Maybe you could have that, and then I could do the objects, and then we'll just always have all the knowledge.
And I could also have a dialogue with my dog, so I want to ask him why he does all the things he does. But yeah, I don't know. Now you got me thinking, because I like talking to the animals, but...
Yeah, I would much rather know the object than talk to the animal.
Yeah, maybe the animals know too much.
They might. And I don't want to know what they know if they know too much.
All right, let's do another one. Would you rather have a completely automated home or a self-driving car?
Oh, goodness. That's a difficult one.
Well, I'm going with the home.
Yeah, that's what I think I would go for, too. Because I really like driving, even though sometimes in traffic I'd rather not. I don't think I'd want to give it up.
I'm not quite ready for the self-driving cars.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, aren't the ones they're testing out not doing
not
so
well?
And
I just don't know. Robots and things.
I know.
Things.
Plus, like, I'd want to experience driving when we can have hover cars.
George Jetson style.
Yeah. Well, that's in space. I don't think I want to go that far. I don't know. Maybe. But either way, I want to experience it. I'll have the automated home. Thank you.
I'll take that, too.
Cook me dinner.
Lights off kind of thing.
Vacuum yourself, please. So that about wraps up today's episode. Be sure to check us out on Twitter and Instagram at thisthat_pod and our website, thisthatpod.com. And remember, with friends, anything is possible.
Take care of yourselves.
Now let's go wash this face mask off.
Peace. This, That, and the Other Thing with Danielle Messina and Stephanie Rossi is recorded at Landbridge Records. Special thanks to Rigby for providing our theme song and incidentals. Be sure to check us out on Instagram and Twitter at thisthat_pod and our website, thisthatpod.com.
My phone doesn't recognize my face. Oh, God. So, what is self-care?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Let's start over.
Okay.